And as Al Gore said, if you get health improved, if you get availability of contraceptions, then families will voluntarily decide to have less children. And that's good for all of this. If you want to feed, educate, preserve the environment, getting the peak population to be closer to 9 than 10 billion, that's good news. So I don't think it's necessary that focusing on climate change should take away from the development agenda. Climate change is a very important issue, and in fact, it should make us invest more in helping poor farmers, because weather's always been a problem for them. Weather's increasingly a problem for them. It wasn't good to begin with, but the trends are not in their favor. And as they get better seeds, storage, then they can handle a year that's bad without malnutrition or, in the extreme case, starvation. So the good news on the development agenda is there. I think one thing that both agendas need is research and development focused on helping them achieve their goals. So in health, that would be an HIV vaccine, a malaria vaccine. In energy, despite the progress, reliable energy requires storage, requires getting the economics to be even better. And it's disappointing that the R&D budgets, whether in the energy space or the health space, haven't been a priority, and the economic crisis has made it easier not to think of those investments, because they only pay off in the 10 to 20 year time frame, particularly if you add in the deployment complexities for both energy and health. So I think both things are very important. I think climate's got an awareness problem. And one issue I think we have to be careful of is that as the poorest are being lifted up, as they're getting lights and refrigerators, we are going to use more energy. There's not a solution here where we use less energy. We have to make the energy we use not emit any greenhouse gases, particularly CO2. So development's going well. Climate, I hope people are right that we can get the same sort of understanding of the solutions there that we now have in the development space.